Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I am just texting with a few people over at the Trump campaign headquarters in the RNC. And tomorrow, Germ, as a heads up to you, you'll hear it live here. We're going to be joined at some point. I'll leave that hard part to you, Jeremy. Jeremy does the hard part of the show. I just sit here. I'm the pretty face in front of the microphone. I know, you do the math. But Jeremy makes all the working pieces work and keeps all the plates spinning in the air and the flaming, what do you call them, chainsaws that he's juggling in the deep end of the pool, no less. But tomorrow, the former Lieutenant Governor of California, Abel Maldonado, is going to be joining us. Talk a little bit about what we can or cannot expect from this pre-taped interview with the Vice President and her running mate. It's going to be priceless, and I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to wait to see it. I will watch it, but boy, I am going to be wondering what was left in the editing bay, because there's going to be a lot of stuff. I can almost guarantee you they are going to make them look as good as possible. I can't imagine for a second that Dana Bash is going to ask them anything remotely tough. If you've got a question you think she ought to ask, you can send it to me. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always open to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. We're about 13, 14 minutes away from your chance to win. Pair of tickets for Skynyrd at the Beach. Lynyrd Skynyrd is coming to the Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater in Virginia Beach. I've got a pair of tickets for you, and I'm going to give them to you at 4:20-ish this afternoon. So stay very, very, very close for that. I'll tell you one of the questions I would ask. Madam Vice President, when did you know that Joe Biden had lost his mind? Right? At what point did you realize that he was not up to any part of being the commander-in-chief? And the follow-up to that is, well, why didn't you let anybody know? Why didn't you do something about it? Why didn't you say something about it? How is it possible for you to keep the American people in the dark? CNN... going to ask that? I've got a sneaking suspicion that they're not. Because the policy at CNN, which at one point, believe it or not, used to be a legitimate news operation. It really did at the very, very beginning. I mean, you got to go back 30 years, for whatever. Yeah, 30 years plus. It was a legit news operation then. Now, not so much. It's been comprised of propagandists and apologists. Although, that Scott Jennings over there, I don't know how long they're going to keep him. He's actually saying things that are right and asking legitimate questions, so he's going to have to go. If you take a listen to cut number one, this will give you an example of where CNN is with the whole Vice President Kamala Harris thing. Cut number one.
It's a bad image to have a man, let alone Donald Trump, trying to speak over another candidate. I mean, we just saw the clips. They weren't pretty. They were funny, but they weren't pretty.
Brad, what do you think about how they should be handling this?
Well, I think, first off, Kamala Harris should be very comfortable with a muted mic. We're on day 34 with her not doing any interview with a major journalist. Her mic's been muted for a month, so she should be happy to have it muted after the questions in the debate. You know, I always think that when you're the candidate trying to change the rules of the debate, then perhaps you're worried about how you're going to do in the debate. And that's how this looks to me with Kamala Harris.
Amisha, you want to push back on that?
Absolutely, because she's needling him because she can. Kamala Harris has the wind at her back. She has outsized fundraising. She has been able to amass within a very short amount of time historic levels of on-the-ground outreach. We're talking a campaign like none other we've seen in American history. It's quite often compared to the 2008 Obama campaign, but Obama's campaign did not do this in record speed. That's what we're seeing here.
Well, wait, hold on. Brad, do you see a world where not debating is good for Donald Trump? I mean, is that, I mean, if he is a little bit on his back foot, it seems like a debate is something that, you know, might be able to change things for them.
I think most people in the news media can't get to Kamala Harris to ask her a hard question. So it may take a debate for her to have a hard question. So, no, I think he needs a debate.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's fair enough.
I think he does need a debate. I think it's fascinating, though, that the vice president is now throwing all sorts of new stipulations out there. And Donald Trump hasn't had a single solitary one. This is the most fascinating part of this to me. For all of the finger-pointing and the jumping up and down and the humping and bumbling and rah, 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 Donald Trump has said, let's have as many debates as we possibly can. What are your demands? Well, I just want a debate. For all the people who hate Donald Trump as just a knee-jerk reaction, this is one where even you can't hate him. Well, that's not true. You can continue hating him on a personal level, but you can't stand in opposition to what he said, which is, whatever rules they want, I don't care. Standing, sitting, doing jumping jacks, we'll have the microphones turned off or turned on or whatever it is. But why on earth, if you're the vice president of the United States, and you've had such a storied career, why would you have these demands at this point? One of the demands I kind of sort of could understand a little bit. You remember that first debate? Presidents Trump and Biden were standing. It was not a good look for Joe Biden, but it was by design for Joe Biden. Remember who it was that said they should be standing? It was the Biden campaign, because they wanted to show America, look, he's fine. He can stand up for 2 hours. Can you stand up for 2 hours? What about the no notes? Once again, it was by design. They were sure that Joe Biden would be able to say what he needed to say when he needed to say it, and this would reassure the American people. Well, why does this vice president, who served in all of these big posts, why is she now saying, I want to bring a briefing book with me? What, are you kidding me? No. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. But Donald Trump has said, anytime, any place, whatever the rules are, doesn't matter, just want to do it. I want there to be a debate, and I'm hoping that there will be, right? September the 10th is the day that it's supposed to happen. Remind you that September the 10th is also the day that our pal Bill O'Reilly is going to be dropping by. Make sure that you are here for all of that. Is there going to be a second debate? I don't know. Will Kamala Harris do any interviews besides this one Dana Bash interview? People are asking, like Ari Fleischer, hey, how come Tim Walz is there? Well, I think we all know. So that he can step up in the event that she says something she's not supposed to say. I think he will be coming to the CNN set with a big giant bowl and some tongs so that he is able to properly mix up her word salad when she makes it. Because those word salads of hers just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and messier and messier. She'll get all sorts of aid and comfort from CNN, make no mistake about it, but it's going to be unique. I'm sure it'll be filled with joy. What were the other terms they want? They wanted joy and strength, right? I think they wanted strength. They may have checked a box on joy. Because if you're just turning in every once in a while, you would see happy people. No, you wouldn't. You see a lot of people yelling at you. Well, you could see strength. Couldn't really. Well, I don't know. I'm sure that they, you know, did some focus groups and it just all worked out just fine. So, a couple of minutes from now, 4:20-ish to be exact, I've got a pair of tickets for you. Skinnerd at the Beach. Leonard Skinnerd is coming to Virginia Beach on September the 7th. We've got a pair of tickets. They are tough to get, let me tell you that. And as well, they should be. I've seen Skinnerd twice now and absolutely love him. Absolutely love them. One heck of a show that they do each time. So hopefully you'll win those tickets again, 4:20-ish. And we'll have a little fun at 4:33. I got a big event, or they've got a big event. I'm not part of it, but I want to go. Big event down in the Hopewell, Prince George area. We'll talk about that at 4:33 tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. My friend John Reed will be here. Please make sure you are listening to John. I think he's winding up his tour down there in Southwest Virginia. It is 4:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.